the Arts and Literature Laboratory, and the first reader, I believe, is Miss Mary O. Would you please?
Happy to. Thanks, Karen Ann.
Thank you.
Arts Literature Lab is from Madison. This is a year three application, and they're asking for $6,000 of about a $27,000-plus cash budget. It's an idea that is borrowed from Community Shares of Agriculture, Community Shares of Art, and the idea is that they will sell 50 so-called shares to individuals, including corporations, and the corporations can resell them at lesser cost to their employees. And meanwhile, 10 artists will have been juried to create 61 works each. They're being paid $1,000. Then after some months have passed, there'll be a sort of extravaganza festival at which the shareholders will come and pick up their art, see an exhibit of the work of the artists, and that's the description. I found this to be a strong and exciting proposal. They're obviously learning from past experience, and throughout there's evidence of what they've learned in the past couple of years and how that's shaped the evolution of the program to today. The artists are all juried. I have loved to have known something about who the jurors are going to be, but it wasn't a very big deal for me. $1,000 seemed a little low for 61 pieces, but on the other hand, it's worked in the past couple of years, so I guess nobody's had concerns about it, and in fact, there was an extremely strong support letter from a participating artist. Because they're using Springboard for the Arts kind of template on this, it's smart administratively because it means that Springboard has worked out the glitches, and so they're able to apply a model that's tried and true, and it's evident from the support letters that when they've done it before, they've done it very well. I like the idea of the corporate purchase for resale. It's a great way of expanding the impact since they're selling it at lesser cost to their employees. The partnerships throughout with Community Shares of Agriculture is ingenious. The marketing is extensive, and as far as evaluation goes, they've given both qualitative and some quantitative information about its impact. The only thing I would have been like to have seen there is, since they're using Springboard, which has done this for years, what has Springboard found in terms of the impact on artists? One of the things I guess I was looking to see is, since one of the purposes of the project is to enable artists to get better connected with the community and to further their careers, I would have liked to have seen something in the evaluation process about that, as well as the shareholders' satisfaction with the program. But all in all, I found it a really strong application and a strong idea, well thought out.
And I'm going to pause for a moment because in my excitement of getting into this, I forgot that we have work samples. And I think the way we'll run today, and apologies to Jess and Karen Ann who won't be able to see the screen, is that we're going to do a quick review of the work samples that are submitted. If those around the table don't need to see them, we can make it really quick and you can raise your hands. And when I usually see three hands. Now when I see two hands, we'll call that good. So we're going to take a quick minute and review the visuals here and then jump to the second reader.
That I thought that the mix of art forms and styles was one of the strengths of this program.
All right, great. Glenda was originally the second, and I don't have my note on who I asked to be the new second reader on this one. So apologies there.
GMM.
Yes. Was that Jess or Sarah or Lynn?
Oh wait, yes, sorry,
Sorry.
I thought that was excellent analysis, Mario.
Can you hear okay?
Yes, sorry,
on the
table? I can talk louder.
That's all right.
I can put this right here.
That's right. Excellent.
So I thought it was an excellent analysis, so I'm just going to support that. I did think there's a range of cultural representation in the artists, just as we're able to know it from the work samples. I think some of the artwork tends to be socially and politically challenging, and some of it tends to be more of just a formal play that, for me, have a lot of stereotypic definitions around abstraction going. It made me actually wonder if it might be productive for them to have different kinds of CSAs for people who want more of the political and social content or want more exploration around what the art form is. But I agree overall, just a very strong application that I think is really making an investment in local artists in a productive way. I do think the budget's low for the artist fees, but I understand there's a balance to trying to get between what they can charge for a share and what they can pay the makers of the share.
If they were making prints, $1,000 might be fine.
Mm-hmm.
But some of the pieces are clearly more than that. So.
Mm-hmm. Any other comments from any of the panelists? We still have a couple minutes.
And I would love to hear, since there are only four of you, your voice on each of these, even if you simply say ditto. And that's fine. If you have nothing more to add and you think they've covered it, great. But Jess and Lynn, if you could put your two cents in, that would be lovely.
I agree that if the artist fees kind of seem a little bit low to me, but I guess that was my criticism of my thoughts.
Thanks for your comments, Lynn.
This is Lynn. Yeah, I liked that they really worked at making changes after the second year or two. I agree that it's a really good, strong candidate.